Shalom, everybody. Parsha Chizik, Parsha Aspirations 2025. Guys, we're starting new. Fresh start, clean start. Hope you're having a beautiful Chag, beautiful Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres. Guys, here we go. Bereishis. So much to talk about that you know very clearly. So I just want to mention one idea that, again, spoke about in all the Sfarim, but just to bring about in our language, in our words, hopefully make it real, relatable, relevant to ourselves. Perek Gimel Pasuk Tes Chevra. 3:9. After Adam and Chava sin with the Eitz Hadas, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? They go hide in the gun. And Hashem says to them, Pasuk Tes, Vikwa Hashem alikim el Adam. And God, and Hashem calls out to Adam, and he says, Vayomer lo, and he says to him, Ayeka, where are you? Right? Ave Rashi explains, obviously he knew where he was. He just wanted, you know, to open him up into speaking, to try to, you know, hey, speak it out. Adam, where are you? What happened? What was your thought process and pattern why you ended up eating the Eitz Hadas? So obviously we know then he doesn't answer. He doesn't give him, he tell him where he is. He says, no, it was my wife's fault, etc. And again, we can speak hours about this, but again, we try to keep it short, about 2 minutes or so. Guys, what that means, what this is for us, and again, you'll see this in all the works and all this farm, but it means for us is that Hashem asks each and every one of us where we all come from. Adam, Aleph, Dam, we all have the Dam, we all have our Zayd, the Adam inside of us. And Hashem looks at each and every one of us, he says, my son, Ayeka, Moshe Chaim Proctor, Ayeka, where are you? Where are you at? I've given you so many talents and abilities. I've given you health. I've given you wealth. I've given you success and you're prospering and whatever. Where are you? Where are you in your life? Guys, Hashem, just like, you know, it's brought down in the Hasidic works, that by Lech Lecho, when Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Lech Lecho, my Arzucho, my Miladucho, my Beisavicho, go from your land, your father's house, from the place you were born. And Avraham says, where am I going? He says, to Alam Asher Echo, to the land that I will show you. It's brought down in Hasidic works that I really, the soul, the neshama, before it comes down to this world, Hashem says, hey, Lech Lecho, go from my Arzucho, my Miladucho, my Beisavicho, leave Shemayim. And the neshama cries out, and says, where? And says, Hashem, Alaritz Asher Echo, to land that I will show you, and there you're going to be great, and I'll make you l'goy gadol, etc., like Hashem says to Avraham Avinu. So over here it says, Ayeka, where are you? I've given you so much, I've sent you down here in this world in a mission. Talents and abilities, what are you using them for? What are you using them for? So it's great to be spiritually connected to me, but that's just one half. Are you connected with yourself? Are you connected with others? Are you using your talents and abilities to make my name greater? To not just make my name greater, but to bring a certain consciousness, a God consciousness in this world? Do you know that you're able to sing? You're able to paint? You're able to be in the Kaddish and Shemayim in the business world? You know when you go to Madison Square Garden and people are watching you if you can make a bracha on the hot dog? They're going to watch you if you're going to wash? People are watching you. They're watching you if, you know, you're on the beach and you have an opportunity to guard your eyes. They're watching if you're guarding your eyes. You're wearing a kippah. You're wearing a hat. You don't think you look Jewish, bro. They know who you are. He says, where are you, Ayeka? So we have the opportunity, guys, to answer that question of God. No, I'm here. I'm ready. I'm ready to receive the challenge. I'm ready to proclaim your name and not run away from it like our Zayda Adam did. So, but this Shabbos, we're starting Bereishis. We're starting new. Everything's new. We're literally a clean slate, clean everything. The Oretz, the land was Soyiv, Avoyiv, Choshech, Bnei Simon. God said, Vayior, and there was light. Guys, there's light. We have a light ahead of the tunnel. Let's take the Chizuk from this week's parasha. So when Hashem asks us, Ayeka Moshe Chaim, Jack, John, Randy, Rafal, Simcha, Avram, Ayeka, where are you? Be able to say, Hashem, I'm here for you. I'm here for the relationship. I'm here for our clarity. I'm here for the closest. I'm here for the Jewish people. Am Yisrael Chai Chavah. Let's take the chizuk of what just took place last week with all the hostages and the war, Bezat Hashem, being finished, and just clarity coming back. Achtus coming back. Achtus. Baseless love. Ahavas Chinam. I love him because he's my brother. Right, last night, some of the guys saw, last night I went to a concert, Mati Steinmetz and Yishai Ribo. Yishai was wearing his Nikes, and Mati Steinmetz, Hasidic, was wearing his black leather Hasidic shoes. But you know what? They were dancing together. Their arms were around each other. And they loved each other. That's what it's all about, boys. I want to wish each and every one of us a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.